It's state to state. We got your Nittany line update. It's a football discussion with Tom and Justin. So kick back and press play.
With former Penn State and NFL defensive back Justin King, I'm Tom Hanifin. This is State of State. This podcast is presented by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Baseball, golf, soccer, plus all the top fights in MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of over 150 slots games. Head to betonline.ag today to get in on the action. Use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. State of State is presented by BetOnline. The game starts here. State of State is a proud supporter of Blue White Outfitters. Blue White Outfitters was created as a retail shop meant to highlight the confidence, competitiveness, and fearlessness of the elite athletes found throughout the history of Penn State University. Check out their Lockdown U and Lawn Boys merchandise today. All sales from Blue White Outfitters directly benefit Penn State student athletes. Visit www.bluewhiteoutfitters.com today. Hi, everyone, and welcome to State of State. I'm Tom Hanifin, flying solo today. I want to continue the conversation that we started earlier on this week on this podcast. Justin King and I were talking about Penn State's passing game in 2024, specifically focusing on what the wide receivers can be. In this episode, I want to talk about the future of Penn State football at the wide receiver position in 2024 and beyond that. Like, comment, subscribe, rate us, and turn on notifications. We appreciate it so much. Get at us in the comment section on YouTube and on social media at State of State Pod. It means a lot. You guys are very, very outspoken, which we appreciate. Now, earlier on this week, talking about the passing game for Penn State, that conversation between Justin and I was sparked by the comments by Drew Aller saying that this wide receiver room was, quote, 10 times ahead and better than they were in spring ball. So it has raised some questions of us as outsiders. Are we going to be pleasantly surprised by this wide receiver room? I understand there are plenty of doubters out there altogether, and the departure of talent alarms some people. Keandre Lambert-Smith transferring to Auburn, Malik McClain transferring to Arizona State. Never really got to see what Malik McClain could really be as a Nittany Lion, so we wish him all the best at ASU. And then Malik Mega, again, another guy, special teams guy, raw prospect out of Canada. Never really saw what his full potential could be in Happy Valley. He's off the coast of Carolina. And obviously there have been situations in regard to the 2025 recruiting class where it appears Penn State has had targets, and I wouldn't refer to it as missed on those targets. It's just somebody else landed those guys. And I think we all understand the landscape of NIL, the way Penn State operates, the way other schools are operating. It is what it is. You have to play with the cards that you have. So looking at the cards that Penn State has in 2024, and I do want to get to what the 2025 recruiting class looks like thus far for Penn State. Let's focus on the here and now. For 2024, we understand the five receivers that are likely going to get the most playing time. And we understand the primary three receivers that Drew Aller has pointed out have become leaders in this wide receiver room under wide receiver coach Marcus Hagans. I think the interesting thing is potentially projecting ahead to what this wide receiver room can be, maybe not necessarily in 2024, but beyond that. Let's start with Julian Fleming, transfer from Ohio State. Senior, he's entering his final year of eligibility. It's a one-and-done situation, and there's a lot of pressure on Julian Fleming altogether to prove people right and prove what he's all about. Big chip on his shoulder, I imagine. A Pennsylvania kid who was recruited by Penn State years ago, five-star prospect, and went to Ohio State. Injuries, got lost in the shuffle of an extremely talented wide receiver room, and now he has a chance to potentially be the guy. Fleming's got one chance to do it, so you understand what's ahead of you in 2024. Trey Wallace, Harrison Wallace III, redshirt junior. If anything, the discussion that we've heard since Fleming transferred to Penn State is not necessarily that Fleming has stepped in and automatically, boom, there's wide receiver number one. There's not even a discussion. coming out of the blue-white game, coming out of spring ball, that discussion was focused around Trey Wallace. Trey Wallace has that ability to flash that we always talk about. The challenge for him has been staying healthy. What could have been in 2023 certainly had the potential to contribute and maybe be a nice counterbalance to Keandre Lambert-Smith, potentially a similar athlete. Trey is interesting to me. Trey has the physical size, 6'1", 200 pounds, that, yes, he can translate to the National Football League. The ability to stay healthy is critical. That has to be shored up altogether. But he has that ability to make people miss. Very good hands, solid route runner, very smart wide receiver altogether. If Trey Wallace stays healthy and produces at a high level in 2024 as Penn State's potential number one wide receiver, is he gone in the 2025 NFL draft? That's a possibility. I think it would behoove Trey Wallace to stick around for another year at Penn State and compete in 2025. I think the same thing for Liam Clifford. I think there's a lot of fans who are sitting there and saying, well, yeah, duh. Liam, I think, is going to surprise some people this year. Trey Wallace is the one that everybody's looking at in terms of flash, that high-end ability, that playmaking ability, that explosive play ability. Liam Clifford will surprise some people. Again, similar measurables, 6'1", 205, redshirt junior. I think it would be very interesting to see what this wide receiver room could be in 2025 if you've got Trey Wallace and Liam Clifford back for their redshirt senior seasons. You feel really positive about that. Now, again, you're sitting here saying, well, who's throwing them the ball? The NFL seems to be a bit in love with Drew Aller. There's a conversation of whether Drew Aller, if he went out in 2025 into the NFL draft, would he be a top 10 pick? Would he be a top 5 pick? Would he be the number one overall pick? So much is riding on how Aller performs this year, and especially in a new offense with Andy Kotelnicki as the offensive coordinator. Does that unlock all of that athletic ability? Remains to be seen. So follow me here. In a world where Drew Aller has a good 2024, but decides, you know what, I'm going to stick around at Penn State for 2025. Trey Wallace and Liam Clifford with another year of seasoning, same thing for Drew Aller. That's an exciting wide receiver room in 2025. I know there's a lot of people listening to this and being like, yeah, that's that's over a year away. We'd love to see that production in 2024. I'm with you. I just want you to understand that. Those are the top three that people are talking about. And then there's Amari Evans and Caden Saunders. Amari Evans is a junior. Caden Saunders, a redshirt sophomore. These are two guys, in my opinion, if they wanted to leave, they would have left already. Now, that doesn't rule out the possibility of this season coming and going, and in the winter or spring window, they depart Penn State. But they've stayed. And I think that speaks a lot to their character, and it speaks a lot to the way Penn State recruits. Amari Evans is another guy who has that flash that we always discuss. Everybody saw what he did in the Michigan State game. Was it brief? Yes. Singular play, but it was evidence. We've seen that evidence in a lot of different opportunities here. Regular season, not so much. I've talked about it before. Blue-white game instances where he and Drew Aller have connected. It's shown you some promise altogether. Caden Saunders is a little bit of a different beast. 5'10", 176 pounds. Redshirt sophomore. So you have that redshirt season. Some time for him to develop. He's another guy who appears to be a sure-handed option at wide receiver and just needs the time. After you get by those five, so now you're looking at those four of those guys I just mentioned, potentially, if they stick around for 2025, that's a very seasoned, experienced wide receiver room. That doesn't rule out what Penn State could bring in potentially in the transfer portal, potentially add to the 2025 recruiting class, which I'll get to in a moment. And maybe in the 2026 recruiting class. There's a lot of different things that can happen. But you have to think about the remainder of this wide receiver room looking at 2024. Tyler Johnson, Anthony Ivey. Ivey's another guy who's certainly gotten some attention in the past. Josiah Brown, Logan Cunningham, Makai Flowers, who was at defensive back, changing positions. Ethan Black, redshirt freshman. Jake Spencer, redshirt senior. Jason Estrella, redshirt junior. And I want to cap this off by talking about Peter Gonzalez and Tysier Denmark. These are two that are very, very interesting. True freshmen that have come in. Tysier Denmark, 5'10", 177 pounds out of Philadelphia. And Peter Gonzalez, who we've had here on the show in the past, freshman out of Mars, Pennsylvania, 6'2", 203. Gonzalez and Denmark are interesting. And I talked about it earlier on this week. Been a lot of conversation about these two since they came on campus. Some excitement. Denmark is that guy who people have looked at and is like, he's got that it factor. He can flash. He can make the big play. He can be explosive. That's no slight on Peter Gonzalez. It's just the reputation that Denmark has developed early on here in his recruiting process. And we'll see if that translates ultimately. But it sounds like Denmark and Gonzalez have come in and done things the right way. Ears open, mouth shut, that sort of mentality, like it's the military. However, not being complacent. Not just being two freshmen that are happy to be at the Big Ten level with a big brand, but want to contribute in 2024. And hell, there's room to do so. Just because we've looked at Evans and Saunders as 4 and 5 on the proverbial depth chart doesn't mean they can't be jumped. Gonzalez, I find very, very interesting at 6'2", 203. The one thing Penn State has missed for quite some time is size at wide receiver. Now, is that earth-shattering size at wide receiver? No, not necessarily, but imagine what he can develop into in that frame as a true freshman at 6'2", 203. Say he tacks on another 10, 20 pounds. That's a force to deal with at wide receiver. So that really can help Penn State for years to come. Tysier Denmark, smaller guy, shiftier guy, has explosive big playability, can make people miss. We'll see how much of that sees the field this coming year. I think there's a lot of promise for what this wide receiver room can be in 2025 and 2026. I know that, again, not what everybody wants to hear. People want to hear, what are they going to do in 2024? How are we going to win enough to get to the college football playoff? I get it. Let's look at the 2025 recruiting class for Penn State. As I mentioned, unfortunately, thus far, the time I'm recording this on Thursday, this is airing on Friday, this is limited in terms of wide receiver. Jeff Exenor Jr. out of Owings Mills, Maryland, a 4-star wide receiver. I talked about size, 6'2", 220 pounds. Very nice addition. And it seems like that interest in size at wide receiver has continued for Penn State. I've talked about it before. Lyric Samuel out of Brooklyn, New York, 6'3 and a half, 180 pounds. He's a 3-star wide receiver, committed back in February. So you have these guys in here and a couple other targets that Penn State is looking to potentially add to the class of 2025. And a lot of things can happen before any of these commits actually show up and don the blue and white. I think those two pieces are interesting, and you can see the potential of Penn State gravitating more towards wide receivers of size. Now, for the most part, under James Franklin, I've talked about this before in this show, is that most of his wide receivers that he's really liked have been anywhere from 5'10 to 6'1, maybe 175, 200 pounds at the most. You're thinking about your KJ Hamlers, your Jahan Dotsons, those sorts of players altogether. Parker Washington, also in that mold. Trey Wallace in that mold. The list goes on and on. Seeing this dedication to size in the recruiting class, I think, is encouraging, and it's a potential sign of what this offense could really look like down the line. You know you've got these beasts at tight end. Penn State continues to recruit size at tight end extremely well. And you look at the tight end room for Penn State as it stands right now. Khalil Dinkins, 6'4", 253. Joey Schlaffer, 6'5", 242. Tyler Warren, 6'6", 257. Luke Reynolds, 6'4", 241. Andrew Rapelier, 6'4", 250. Jerry Cross, 6'5", 268. Finn Fermanek, 6'3", 242. So you know you've got that size at tight end, whether that's in the running game as a blocker or as a pass catcher altogether. and someone who can create mismatches. That's something James Franklin talks about a lot. There's been that lack of a mismatch at wide receiver for a while now. And some of that, yes, people have pointed towards outright ability. I'd be one to sit here and say some of that is size. So seeing this emphasis potentially, or maybe at least it's just this is who they've gotten thus far. Seeing this emphasis on size, I think, is going to be helpful for Penn State's wide receiver core. But it seems like the position is in a good place. Is it in a great place? Is it in an elite place? Not to steal James Franklin's line, but I will. Remains to be seen. Like I said, I'm feeling okay about how things are in 2024, and considering what Drew Aller was willing to say about his wide receivers, you understand the quarterback supporting his guys, and you understand publicly supporting your teammates, being positive, being optimistic, putting that messaging out there. Completely understand that. However, some of the things Aller said, those are big statements. So I really hope we're pleasantly surprised by the wide receivers this year. I really do. And I've seen some people that have hopped in the comment section on YouTube for us here in the past, and we appreciate it very much. And some people knocking the concept that Tyler Warren is the number one wide receiver, number one pass catcher in this offense. Excuse me. That's my individual opinion. And I think he has the ability to warrant that. I don't want to make the direct comparison to Brock Bowers, former tight end from the University of Georgia, who we've seen the last few years, an All-American, outstanding tight end, and is going to do some great things in the National Football League. I think Tyler Warren has similar ability. And if you had a tight end who was similarly gifted, wouldn't you run the offense through him? I don't think it's a slight to necessarily say that a tight end is the number one pass catcher for an offense. We've seen it in the pros to great success. It's happened before in college football. And if James Franklin and company gravitate more towards the tight end position, they have an athletic type and a body type that they like. I don't see the problem with Tyler Warren being the number one guy. And you supplement that with your wide receivers and your running backs especially getting involved more in the passing game this year. I think that's something you're going to see. Andy Kotelnicki has talked about it a bit, and there's going to be some depth at running back that gets utilized a little bit more beyond Nick Singleton and Ka'Tron Allen. Wide receiver has a chance to surprise people this year. I certainly hope so. I know a lot of Penn State fans are hoping for that as well. And like I said, I think there's a real chance that come 2025, depending on who stays and who goes, that's the big part of it. If Aller is still there and Aller's developed in 2024 to reaching some of that potential that we all hope he can get to, all believe that he can get to, that the NFL seems to believe that he can get to, then all of a sudden he has weapons to utilize within this offense at wide receiver. So I'm very, very curious to see where all of this goes. Penn State flat out needs to make strides at the wide receiver position, and that's in the recruiting game. And if not, you're going to have to look to the transfer portal in the winter and the spring. And the thing that we've learned in the handful of years that the transfer portal has really been a huge part of college football is that there is wide receiver talent to be had. However, how many true game-changing wide receivers exist out there that are unhappy with where they are at the moment for whatever reason, and they're looking for a new home? That's slim. The Jordan Addisons, the Keon Colemans, those types of transfers, whether they're automatic plug and play someplace else, Jordan Addison, Pitt to USC, Keon Coleman from Michigan State within the Big Ten to Florida State, off to the NFL. There's not a ton of those guys, but there is talent to be had. So I don't necessarily know exactly the landscape in terms of, hey, this guy is probably going to the portal. Those things are often a surprise to people, and we have to see how 2024 plays out for the entire country. Penn State could solve some problems there, but I think they've made it very clear at this point. If they are going to solve their personnel issues and handle their personnel needs through recruiting. So that puts pressure on them for 2025 and beyond to continue to press at the wide receiver position, because you don't want the stereotype to become Penn State doesn't get wide receivers, or that wide receivers don't want to go to Penn State. The challenge for me with that is that for the bulk of James Franklin's tenure, that's not been the case. There's always, virtually always, been that true number one, and often that true number two, or that number one in waiting, essentially. I mean, you've seen how that development has gone. I sincerely hope that they can get this on track for 2025 and 2026. And I really hope that we're pleasantly surprised here in 2024. Let me know what you guys think. I know we're very outspoken when it comes to the wide receiver position, so I expect nothing less. Like, comment, subscribe, rate us, and turn on notifications. Get at us in the comment section on YouTube and on social media. We appreciate it so much. Wide receiver is going to be a focal point in 2024, even though Andy Kotelnicki has talked about emphasizing the running game. Yes, that's important, but this is a big opportunity for the wide receivers, and I hope we're surprised. Thank you all so much for joining us. This episode and our entire library of shows is available now on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Also, let us know what you think of the show on social media and check out all of our content on X, Instagram, and TikTok. Search for the handle at State of State Pod. State of State is presented by BetOnline and by Blue White Outfitters.